You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We need to finish up our discussion of Hilchos Pesach. And we've already done the Hakshoras HaMitzvah. We've already done Bedikas Chometz. Now, we already also discussed, if you remember correctly, that a person is not allowed to do Melofa after Chatzos. Before Chatzos, we already learned the Mishnah. Before Chatzos, it's a Minah. Depending on the minhag, whether people do melocha, a place does melocha, doesn't do place, doesn't do melocha. That's why we wrote the whole thing about Yotav Sheni Shel Galuyos. We had the entire picture. We discussed it in detail. It was all based on this mission of Makom Shenagu Lasuk Melocha Be'er Pesach before Chatzos, Ad Chatzos. So he's seen Makom Shenagu Shelo Lasuk Eino. He's seen. This is what we discussed in detail. And so it's brought in Shulchan Aruch about the two minhagim, those who do melacha, those who don't do melacha. And Aruch HaShulchan writes that, also the Ramal, that our minhag is actually to do melacha on the Erev Pesach till Chatzos. Here we have on the Ramor writes, well, he did a mokum shenagush for no lasot. The Ramor writes, actually, the minak in our place, we don't do meloch. So writes the Ramor. However, the Aruch HaShulchan writes that our minak is meloch, and I think that if you ask me, we actually know he used to do melocha till Chatzos. From Chatzos, we don't do melocha. That everybody is allowed to do melocha because since they shifted the Pesach on Erev from Chatzos onwards, so when your person brings up korban, it's like a yom tov. It's a yom tov according to everyone, and you're not allowed to do melocha. That means you're not allowed to have a haircut, you're not allowed to do washing, what you're not allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, basically not allowed to do on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. If a person didn't have a haircut, he can ask a non-Jew to do melacha for him, to cut his hair. That's the difference between, it's slightly less formal. Richard and Reb Nechemiah, we can't see you. Reb Yosef, Reb Shlomi, we can't see you. I can only see Reb Shimon over here.
Still can't see me here, right?
Yeah, we can hear you. Now we can hear you.
I have a question. Can I throw one second? We talked about Makom Shenagu. Would you say, I'm not asking Pesach Halacha, I'm asking what you think. Do that apply to someone who comes from America, lives here now, as far as cottonseed oil is concerned? May using products from America, which use cottonseed oil, like mayonnaise.
Yeah, it's an interesting question.
So
you're
using it now, right? My logic is you shouldn't ever use it, even though you use it all your life.
That's a good question. I don't know. I don't know if it's a hot and fast meaning of not to use cottonseed oil. That's
but you can't get
many people. Yeah, I think many people eat cottonseed oil, and you see that on Pesach.
Yeah, that's why they're selling all these American products here. The mayonnaise,
exactly. So I wouldn't want to think that it's Mamisha hard and fast meaning.
Well, it's America. Because someone says to me they're selling...
I don't see you, Richard. What do you say? When did you put on your video, Richard? What do you say?
Someone said they're selling Geffen mayonnaise now.
Yeah, correct. There's nothing like Geffen mayonnaise for Pesach. It just makes the matzah go down very smoothly.
Right.
And is that's American, Geffen?
Geffen is American, yeah.
And that has the stuff that we're talking about.
Cottonseed oil.
It's starting to be matty, the cottonseed oil.
Right.
I heard that Rav Avadi Yosef, he described Pesach as a fast for the Ashkenazi.
Yeah.
What did Rav say about cottonseed oil?
There's a big starting to be making on cottonseed oil.
Who's starting to be red, Michael?
Americans.
They're big stadim to be making of cottonseed.
Oh, yeah. I thought there was like a minhag there to start out to use it. I don't know.
And then maybe it's an hard and fast meaning, like, because she liked it.
But that's freaking music, it really be helpful.
But it's a minhag of Eretz Yisrael to wear a striped coat and a strimal as well.
What is it?
Only minhag Yisrael.
That's how a minhag Yisrael. And what's the difference between minhag Yisrael?
Only minhag Yisrael. Only Yisrael.
Isn't it the same thing, Rabbi Rosen?
No.
Minhag Yisrael. What's the difference?
Nah, I don't know. Then it's very difficult to be marked. There are certain things about minhag Yerushalayim. Certain things have minhag Yerushalayim. Certain things have minhag Yerushalayim from the old Yerushalmis. It's difficult to be marked. I would think it's a little bit to be marked here as a minhag. They say. I'm getting a bit nervous. I must tell you something that. Here in Chutz La'aretz, I look at me as a machmir. I'm getting complex. They look at me as a maker. Every time I think it now, because anyway, I don't want to get into the details, but let's go. Listen, Avi, I get
best in Sharia. Like,
correct. Have to be careful. Anyway, let's continue. Yeah. So after Chatzos, the minhag is not to. You obviously called the melacha, not a minhag. It's a halacha. You can sew up a little bit. Or you can sew in a button. You can do if a garment is torn. That's not called a melacha gemura. But it's not considered a great tikkun. So we were made to do something like that at sort of Yom Tov. And obviously, anybody that can do melachah and chol hamoed, you'd be able to do it on Erev Yom Tov as well. But one must remember all washing before. People get mixed up. It's different. Erev Bezer is different from Erev Sukkos. One's allowed to do melacha. Erev Pesach, you can't. And one has to let everybody know in good time that one isn't allowed to.
Laundry?
Then laundry cannot do. One cannot do an Erev Pesach.
And it's shaving and
after Chatzos. Shaving and head after Chatzos is also. No.
Nail cutting.
If you didn't do it before Chatzos, we're going to be making to do it after Chatzos. But Katrina wants you to do it before Chatzos, if possible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the this tiny is Bechoros and Erev Pesach. The Bechoros both to the both Bechor le Nachala and Bechor le Bechoro. In other words, if he's a firstborn. After a person that was born after a miscarriage, is considered a Bechor Nachala and therefore needs to fast. The reason is it's almost like Tanis Esther, the Tanis Bechoris, a similar type of idea, because Tanis Esther, we fast Zeichen to the fast, but they fasted during the time when in Paras, in Persia. And so to have a year, we fast to remember the fast that they fasted on Erev Pesach in order that they shouldn't that the Makas Bukhira shouldn't be with them as well, shouldn't have an effect on them.
Pesach, what time was that?
Or maybe I should say it slightly different. The reason why we fast, not that they fasted on Erev Pesach, is that we fast in order, as zecher to the nays, that the firstborns were saved. I mean, that's more meduya. Can you see? That's more meduya. I did see, right, the Chasam Sofer is the one that's the way the tool brings it. Chasam Sofer is the one that says that in Mitzrayim they actually fasted. Said that the Bukhin should be Nitzoyim. So it comes out the same thing. So what I said in the beginning was actually right, according to the Chasam Sofer. A Torah said it that it's a zechel nes. It's two reasons. It's two reasons why. Wouldn't the chasam sotir is mamish like tiny sister? According to the Torah, it's just a zechel that they were saved. Okay, and it makes a difference. He's a firstborn to his mother, firstborn to his father. The firstborn girls are noheg not to fast, and a person that was born because of through a C-section, he should, it's a bachlok is whether he should fast or he shouldn't fast. He should definitely try and go to a seal in order to protect himself from the fast. The seal is obviously one should try to eat what?
Seems very unfair to me.
Are you a firstborn?
Yeah.
Are you a bechomer?
Yeah. Yes.
Right. So this applies to you.
Yes. When is the Kelvin Pesach at the time of the Fakas Baharos?
Again, what do you say?
Were they
I think they fasted on Erev Pesach. They didn't fast on Erev Pesach. They fasted on Erev Pesach.
Oh, no. So where was the Kelvin actually eating?
The Kelvin was eating only in the night time. And I say that.
Okay. So then you recommend my predecessor's fasted.
Yes, I'm saying that's why they fasted on Erev Pesach. And so we fast Zecher to that Erev Pesach.
Yeah, see. As well.
According to the Chasam Sofer, Zecher to the fast that they fasted on Erev Pesach.
Okay.
Again. That's it now. We obviously mishtatef in assume is of assume mesechta, not just assume of mesechta in Gemara, or seder in Mishnayis, but not just from a mesechus in Mishnayis, and one should lechatchila try and eat a kazais at the seal, and in order to be waiter yourself from the fast, and not just have a little schnapps. I know that the minhag ha'olam is to have a little schnapps, and that's it. Can you see that? But one should actually eat the kazais to be mishpatef in the suda, at least of tamarim, or of tamarim is already zayni. It actually, you know, it's really considered a suda. Now, the one isn't allowed to eat mekaradin matzah on erev Pesach. The Rishami brings kolah olchen matzah be erev Pesach ilu boil arusoso be beis chomid. There is one has to be b'teavon. One wants to come into Pesach with the taiva to eat matzah, and therefore we ikaradin it's also on erev Pesach, and even a child that's magia lechinuch should not eat matzah on erev Pesach. Correct. Many are knowing already from Rosh Chodesh. Other people don't know it already from Purim. Shlishi Yom with Ne'achag, they don't eat matzah for this reason. Now, if it's a little child that's not Magia Rechinuch, so you can give him matzah to eat, that's not a problem. What about matzah that has been baked and then made into matzah meal? And then you mix it again with eggs and wine and shemen and oil. The Mishnah and the Mishnah Ramo and the Mishnah Buran Machmin, because since you can be Yitzer, your Achilles Matzah was such a thing according to many Shitas. But you see, even if it was mixed with other with oil. So, nevertheless, one isn't allowed to eat it, and it makes the difference is being cooked afterwards or not cooked afterwards. That means that matzah meal cake, according to the Mishnah Brura, you're not allowed to have on erev Pesach. Only kneaded enough that they have been cooked. So then that you can't be Yotzimitzvah's Matzalot in any way. Not everybody agrees with the Mishnah Brura that if it's cooked, if it's baked thereafter, you take matzah meal, you mix it with wine and oil and made peiros, and there again you cook it afterwards, okay? Does it still retain its original status as being matzah? Not everybody agrees. There's the Tshuva Rebbe Yomi Zilda in Asnit Baru. He writes that once you already mix it and it's changed, it's already changed its whole deficit to somebody else, like Panim Chadoshos, and you definitely can't be Yotze Mitzvah's Matzah with it. If it hasn't been rebaked, so then Enachinami, then we have been, then one shouldn't. But if it's been baked again, so then it's a new, that's already Panim Chadoshos. And therefore you can have matzah cake on the Erev Pesach. This is the, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you can't, according to the Rebbe Yom Hizomber, you can, and you know, there is definitely a swara to think that you can. So a person who's make or who have matzah meal cake, he's got a point upon which to rely on. That's what I'm saying. Person who's machmir, it's going to be machmir like the Mishnah Berurah. But knedelach is definitely mutar to have. Now you're allowed to eat knedelach until samuch l'mincha. Samuch l'mincha means what time is samuch l'mincha this year? I'll tell you exactly what time it is. Okay, I've got my here it is. Erev Pesach, Yom Revi'i. Mincha Ketana, Yom Revi'i, Mincha Ketana will be 4:24. So Samoch Mincha Ketana will be 3:56. Okay? Listen to this. Now, 3:54. All right? That will be Samoch Mincha Ketana. So about 10 to 4. You're allowed to have knedelach. From 10 to 4 onwards, you shouldn't have knedelach. You shouldn't have, at Shulchan Aruch, right? You shouldn't have matzah shira. Now, matzah shira we don't have, but food like knedelach. And if you're going to be making on matzah meal pudding, a matzah meal cake, then matzah meal cake cannot be eaten after 10 to 4. Yeah, you can eat other things, but you can't eat that because we want you to come with te'avon, with an appetite to the Seder, and if you're going to have mezunos, you won't have such a appetite. Now, our Seder's continued for a long time, and even if you had if they eat, they're still going to come, but this is what Chazal were talking, and therefore one can't have it. Now, it's very important to remember this. These are very lemaisa halachas for Erev Pesach, what you can eat, what you can't eat. We already machmir not to have matzah shira already on from the time of Isra Achilas Chometz. We don't eat matzah shira bichlal, which is the egg matzahs, because we machmir. And for a zaken, they can't eat anything else, so we're going to be making that they can eat matzah shira even on Pesach. Just for the general am, we machmir not to eat matzah shira. Okay, that is after chatzos, one should go to the mikveh and be toiveles in the mikveh lichvod achag. I think that's one obviously prepares the seder and prepares everything that needs to be done before the seder, so that you come home and you can start immediately the seder. There's a mitzvah of that Rabbi Akiva, the whirlwind of Rabbi Akiva, never ever said that it's time to get up from the Beis HaMidrash. Don't learn except on Erev Pesach, Leila Seder, and the Erev Yom Kippur. Then I say is that you should go home. It says chitvin et hamatzis. You should start the Seder early so that you don't fall asleep, and that you should and get on with the Seder so that they can hear at least the gist of the Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa on the Leila Seder. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa on Leila Seder too. Mesaper b'sibur yetzias Mitzrayim megadat lebincha, as it should megadat lebincha. Every single day there's a mitzvah of zechiras Mitzrayim. Lemal tizkor es yom tizchayim eretz Mitzrayim kol yemei chayecha. Hayamim v'halelos, morning and evening. That's what we say Kriyat Shema. We say it in the yeah, also your kittel, quite right, Reb Nechemia. There's a mitzvah every day to remember Zechiras Mitzrayim. We say it in Parshas Vayomer. We say, Asher Rotzeis Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim, Yos Lachem Elokim. We do say, and we remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. Everyone then, I say that there's a special mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. We got it to Lebincha. The one Anokas of we got it to Lebincha. You do it derech sheila, derech tshuva, how you ask, and then the child asks, the child answers. Each one, and kolamar bares and mushubach, they're all halachas that apply to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. A very interesting tshuva of the Rav Obadiah Yosef in Chazon Ovadia. He wrote a tshuva called Chazon Ovadia on many inyonim of Leila Seder, and he asked the question, why didn't, since it's a mitzvah, the rise of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, why don't we make a brocha on Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? We should make Asher Kuzam Mitzvitiv Banu Lisaber Libneinu, right? Ola Hadgid Libneinu. Why don't we make a brocha on it? So there, the essay answers brings the Rashba, and that's something that doesn't have the Rashba brings. That's something that doesn't have a that is able shield. Since it's not shield, as we may have. As I went with that kind of brocha on such a thing, but it's something that doesn't have a gedib, but Amar Bereza was Shubach, and therefore we don't make a brocha on it. But it doesn't stop us from being the Kaim, the mitzvah doraisa of Behi Gadat Alebi. Now, with regard to the, we're going to come, the Arba Koises Sheliayin on Leila Seder, the four koises of wine. Those four koises of wine are Atakone Derabolon. And because of the four neshonis of Geula, Otseti, Vitalti, Vigoalti, Velakachti, Vehevesi. It's actually fine. The Vehevesi we haven't yet reached. Correct? We haven't yet reached the Geula. You know, from what's happening in Eretz Yisrael, it seems that we still quite some, you know, things doesn't look to Geshwak at this point. That's why we haven't reached the Geula at this point. And so we've got four choices of wine, Arba Kosha Shalyan, against the four Lashonis of Geula, which ended in the Velakachti, which is the giving of the Torah. Yeah, those four Lashonis of Geula is a mitzvah de Rabbonah. The view of Arba Kosha is a mitzvah de Rabbonah. A woman is chayev in the mitzvah de Rabbonah of Arba Koises just as much as the men. Since the Arba Koises were metukam, they were metakan at Zeichen Lecherus. So Zeichen Lecherus means Dafka Wan or Chamler Medina. There has to be a choshuva glass, either Wan or Chamler Medina. There is an Indian that is, since it's Zeichen Lecherus, so you should do Dafka and Wan, but Yeshua Rim. That's where Moshe finds and wishes with Lachmi that it should be Dafka and wine, because wine is Mesamer, and it's Eich and Echevos, at least for the men. There were other many other poiskim that held, other achronim that held that it doesn't have to be Dafka and wine, even as long as you've got a chosh of a glass, even Mitzah Navim, is something that you could be makel to use. The best thing, the most of what one can do, if one can't, some people don't do well with wine, and obviously then they can have mitts and vim. The best thing to do is to mix the mitts and vim with the wine, and that's how you create the golashitas.
And how do you
put out places of that? What do you say, Steve?
Oh, good. No, I didn't realize that I was unmuted. Very good.
Yeah. Okay.
I have a question, or should I wait till...
Yeah.
And that is, if someone gets very bad cramps...
From drinking wine?
From drinking even meat on the bean, what would you advise?
Then listen, I'll tell you what. If they can't drink wine or mix an avim, then they should have chamar medina. Chamar medina, they should have pure orange juice. But if they're going to have pure orange juice, they should only make a borei pri hagafen on the kiddush. And then they should lift up the second glass, but they shouldn't make a broth on the second glass. They should just drink it, because it's a suffix with a, as a shame of a voice or not. And then they should, they're on Bindukas and Muslim, they'll also make it on Mitzah Navin, on Mitzah Shkoliot, on Mitzah Tapuzim. And then you'll make a third brocha, and then the last brocha, you'll just drink it. When I say brocha, I'm talking about shahakol, that you wouldn't make a borei pri hagafen, be shahakol. And then the last brocha, the last kois, they would drink again without a brocha, and they'll say borei nefoshes. And you say, I have a daughter that's allergic to wine or to mitzah navim. So that's what I tell her to do. But she's very particular to they also have, today they have a type of shandy, which is a fush of a drink, and I usually get a pure. I think it's pomegranate juice or a pure fruit juice that she can.
How about raisin wine?
Can make her.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
What about raisin?
Raisin wine, I think. Raisin wine is wine.
I understand that. By the way, Steve's question about people get cramps. If you can get wine without sugar, very dry wine, that may be okay. It's the sugar in the system that gives you the cramps.
Yeah, that's probably. There it is, Steve. You've got a good answer over there.
Alcohol, low alcohol, and very low sugar. That may turn the trick. But the alcohol and the sugar
will get cramps. It won't help. I understand. I said, that's what you do.
It can be possible to take a small cup that's just and drink just around coast, and altogether there will be so much.
Correct. So I want to tell you that the size of the coast is 86.4.
Yeah. How much?
Which is not that 86.4.
CC.
86.4 cc's, yeah. Which is not that much. Correct, you can measure it out with a baby's glass. And, it's not that much. Since it's only the rabbanon, one doesn't have to be machmir more than 86.4 for each glass. Lechatchila, one should drink rov kois. All the kois, at least rov kois, and if not that, a whole glass or rov of the glass, and if not that, at least a revis. At least a rov revis, that's how you yotze your quiz. Now so we've discussed what happens if a person can't drink. You can have chamar medina, like I told you, and you make two brochas, and don't forget it, shahat kolen borei nefoshes. When one comes to the drinking of the wine. So now there's such a thing called a seva. This is what Reb Shimon was asking about. Now, a seva is a very interesting thing. In those times, they would we have to lean derech chavrus, because Chazal were metaken that we need to lean, like we have to drink a derech chavrus. It's It's a chelek of the actual kiyum mitzvah of the arba kluses that it should be done in such a way that to show that it's that we're doing it in a way of emancipated people, right? Free people. They're a chayrus. Now the whole Indian of a seva is an interesting question because most times they used to lean on chairs, on these couches, right? So it was really
couches, right? Couch.
It was the derech to lean on one's left side and to eat with one's right hand. It was dangerous to lean on one's right side, and that's what they used to do. Today, in the Mesa,
nobody's doing that one.
Yeah, today, but nobody does it this way, right? And
they didn't use animals. They use small little tablets. Each person has own little table.
They're ready to eat off, and they used to, right? It was easy to fall asleep. Today, we don't do that. So today, there's none real. They're a chayrus, right? That's what the Rav Yo holds. That's how the Rav Yo holds. And the woman rely on the Rav Yo. Because there's a shield that holds it, it's not sanua for a woman to leave. So they rely on the Rav Yo that it's not bichlal, not out there, and therefore that I need to leave. So none of the women lean for that reason. However, we can't be maskia completely this Indian of a savior, even regarding women. So if a woman is not allowed to stand and drink the wine. If she stands and drinks the wine, she's probably not yoitza. She has to sit and drink the wine, but she doesn't have to leave. What do we do, Lemaisa? How do we know it? So now, Lemaisa, we machria the halacha like the poskim that say that you have to leave. But how do we leave? We don't really know how to leave. Correct? So we do like almost like a zeicher. We our hands, and we go out on our left. It's best to have a cushion over then to leave. You know, like people in the shir when they're getting bored. You know what I mean? And they're getting tired.
Why did
Rav to leave?
Well, the Kavi said a person's not yoked, say that way. If your head's up in the air, like, you've got to kind of go something like this. If you can see what I'm doing.
How does he want you to lean, Rabbi? How does he want you to lean?
He said he was going to bring in a book. There's a book describing how Rav Eliyashiv, how he used to lead on the Seder. It's not an illustration. No one's took a photograph, of course. But I understand he kind of like had a cushion maybe on the table.
That's it.
Back of the chair.
On the cushion.
It's like that. It's like a real lead.
And then not now I would think that you can.
Not
no, when you get tired and you want it. I don't know. I think that... That's what the Oilam does, right?
But Abi Yosef, that's the point.
You know what? One thing I can tell you, I'm very nervous to say that the whole Oilam is not Yoitze. Don't believe it. Right? If the Oilam does something, he's telling me that's the way to do it. Can you see? So what you have to do, you put a cushion down and you lean down on the cushion. That's how you drink. That's it.
Okay, but where is it?
That's the way.
Mishnah Berurah should be very strict. Like if you're misleaning, you've got to go back and drink the cup again.
Correct. So this is the way they
just the minhag. They hold it something like ikra.
That's true. But we do have the Rav Yo that tells that today we don't lean. As we made it, we don't know how to lean. So this is what we do.
Kilo, do we like have a leaning to some extent? We're doing a third fair of leaning.
Some degree, yeah. Correct. Because we don't have couches to learn. We don't do that. And you think we don't.
Okay. That's much easier.
Nevertheless. Now, that's the din of his saver. I just want to, coming back to the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, as I told you, the mitzvah is for the men and the ladies. Ladies are chayiv to listen to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. I should at least be there for the Raman Gamal Elayah Oimer. The Pesach Masor Malo. I should at least be there to hear that and say that. Halel that Usa Chayevin. Usa Chayevin. The Chayevin Halel. Correct?
And yeah, some of the motzi for Hallel, the vegetarians and they're tired.
Now they should read Hallel. They have to read Hallel.
Someone else can't motzi them for Hallel. It gets very hard for someone to read.
I went listen. I don't know. I must read it.
Let's say they can't read very well either.
So let them say it in English.
The Rebbe doesn't think that you can do.
They have seen Hallel.
Is that even someone could just stand and ask you that? Most of their clearest. We see them.
We find it in Hallel. Dafke Hallel is something that the Tzilef Tzibur is going to be plowed.
Right.
In using. So I don't see why somebody shouldn't be Yotze. I'm very nervous that they're not going to hear.
Right. Not that they're paying attention, but like.
And just one word that she misses out. You know, they have, even one word, they're really not Yotze. Yeah. And you see that? Do you see she's going to be listening properly?
We're going to have a very hard time, though.
I think definitely.
Sometimes.
You read the
numbers. I was in Hallel.
Okay.
That Rav Ovadia Yosef held that the Sephardi ladies have to go to shul to hear Hallel with a bruch.
Wow.
Remember we discussed this? He held the ladies should go to shul to hear Hallel with a bruch because of the takona of saying Hallel with a bruch in shul. And it was the minhag of the Sephardi. Can you see that? And we in Eretz Yisrael, we took on that minhag of the Sephardi. No, so what do we do about the ladies? No, I haven't heard ladies going to shul to hear Hallel. Can you see that? Okay, then I haven't heard. But you can hear, and you can hear where they're holding, right? Where they're coming from. It's not so posh. Yeah, when it comes to the matzah, right? Matzah is a mitzvah d'oraisa tree. Matzah, that's the only mitzvah d'oraisa. Besides Sipuri Sisim Ram, it's also mitzvah d'oraisa. But we also have the chiyuv of, the next chiyuv d'oraisa is the chiyuv of eating matzah. Wait, see matzah. Now, what is the, we have to have a kazais of matzah. We do shnei kazais in the matzah for the moitzi matzah. Just because we're not sure which matzah it's called. Is it chal on the shlemo? Is it, you know, there's the shlemo which we want to be made a brucha on, so maybe we should have a kazais of that, or maybe we should have it for the prusa, because that's really the lechem shoinin and lechem oni is the broken matzah. So lemasi lechatchilim, we want to have a kazais of both.
If somebody wants to weigh the matzahs before Yom Tov, what would be the shear by weight? Obviously, the real shear.
Yeah, I'm going to come to the shear now.
What's
the shear now?
And we sure is a shear.
I'm going to come to the shear now. We're going to discuss the shear.
You chose also a four-year-old child, really, you know, not below the age of chinuch.
Has it become chinuch?
Any kinds of shear or nothing, really?
Anything. Whatever they eat, even the fish.
Well, it's not good enough for that.
Yeah, it's fair. But, so we have three matzahs, the two shleimas, and we have the it's the lechem mishne, and we have the prusa in the middle. We're going to make a brocha, and we're going to come in the aret. Then we're going to drop the bottom one. And then we're going to have the top one and the prusel. We're going to make a brocha lachilas matzah. And then we're going to take a little piece of both and we're going to give it to everybody. And they can add in from other matzahs. So they're having both. And then they're going to make it a kazais of each lechatchim. That's the moitzi matzah. Then we have all.
Well, it's two kazais. Well, two kazais have to be eaten at one time.
Yes, I'm going to come to that now. I just want to go through the next thing is we're going to then have, and you have to lean when you eat the matzah. You have to mechaven to do your mitzvah. Yeah. Right. What is that? What is the shiur of matzah? I want to tell you something, that the shiur of matzah, and I'm almost 100% convinced this is what it is, and I've seen it, and this is what it is. Me'ikar radin, it's about 13 grams. 13 grams of matzah, which is about 28.8 cc of about, it's 28.8 cc of water. Okay, volume. If you fill it up with matzah, you come to about 13 grams of matzah.
And what that's like, they have to correspond with which share?
It's the prime node. Prime node. I'll tell you how to do it.
But I'll show you everything. That's a Kazai.
I'll show you.
13 grams.
That is a Kazai according. That's a Kazai according. 28.8. It's 13 grams is a Kazai according to Reb Chaim Noy. I'd like to perhaps tell you how big the shear really is. Okay, this shear of 13 grams is approximately just under a 28.8 cc's, which came to about 13 grams, okay, is approximately slightly less than a quarter of a hand matzah. So if a person goes for a quarter of a hand matzah, you definitely answer. You definitely know it's a quarter of a hand matzah. Definitely you answer.
Hand matzah.
And by the way, 13 grams is just over a third of a hand matzah, right? It's just over a third of a hand matzah. A third of a machine matzah. So a machine matzah is grams. And if you take a third of it, it's 10 grams. So 13 grams is a little bit over there. So we're not talking about a hand matzah, correct? I'm talking about slightly less than a quarter, right? Which is even less. Since it's such a big matzah. So slightly less than a quarter of a. So you definitely have that.
Well,
if you have that, it's not much, by the way. Yeah.
The box is saying they often tell you approximately how many matzahs are in a kilo. My boxes say 13 matzahs in a kilo. So you have to divide the 13 into 1,000.
13.
Into 1,000, so you'll know how many grams are in each matzah approximately.
13 matzahs in a kilo.
In a kilo.
Right?
Right, that's what it says. So how did I come out to calculate to where the...
One thing, you're talking about, right? That...
In the what?
77 grams. 77 grams.
The matzah. I'm going to say, 77 grams in a matzah.
77 grams. Divided by 13...
Yeah.
Right? 5.9.
How much?
It's a fifth. It's a sixth. 5.9. Six. You need to have a sixth. There it is. A sixth of your matzah would be 13 grams. A sixth.
Of those matzah.
Okay.
That's here.
17 divided by six. There it is. A sixth of a matzah. How's that? Right?
Yeah.
There it is, slightly less than a quarter. That's exactly what I told you.
Okay.
A sixth of a matzah, of a hand matzah. That's what it is. That's what I'm saying. If you go for a quarter, you're definitely covered.
You're definitely covered. Okay. So.
Definitely covered.
I'm asking now for an evaluation approximately of the Chanichei Yeshivos versus Mordechai Gross. How do you consider our Hashbah? Is that considered why?
The Mordechai Gross is a serious Hashbah. Where is on what?
On matzah.
Yeah, no, he's a serious Hashbah.
That's what I always thought. But so on, I mentioned that I thought that he is the matzah, and I said I heard he's very serious Hashbah. Right, that's what I thought. Okay. No, the first I've even heard of.
I'll tell you in a snide. Right?
Okay. Yeah.
Bet Yosef chickens. They've many of them come with his hechsher, and it's off the price. Okay, but let's carry on. Correct. Look at it. So we're looking at a shield, right? At this shield that we're discussing now, right? Of
Moses.
It's slightly more than this. Then would be.
All right.
When it comes to what you should do is you should have two gezeisim of Reb Chaim Noy approximately. If you have a half of a hen matzah for mitzi matzah, that half, so then you yotze chazanish evil, right? One chazanish, right. Even slightly less. I mean, if you have slightly less than a quarter, or in the mitzvah, it turned out in Yosef was a sixth. So if you have two sixes is a third. Just over a third of a matzah, of a hen matzah. But then you yotze even the chazanish, right? Right. So you put at least one chazanish and two Reb Chaim Noy. It's an easy way to do it. Just remember that the shiur you have to eat between 2 and 4 minutes. What?
So it'll be two kilos of Mishli Matzah if you have Mishli Matzahs.
Correct. Then you just have a two-third of a Mishli Matzah. What you do is you put it into your mouth, you grind it, eat it slowly, but put it into your don't swallow, and then your mouth is full. Right. You swallow it, and it's very easy to get through the shear very quickly, very easily, without any pomp and ceremony. That's what we say, right? Pomp and ceremony. Don't they say that in England? Pomp and ceremony. Well, listen to this.
But then you have coming up a rather shear for Korach.
Yeah.
Definitely,
they need you. You definitely can remain on less than a quarter. That's borrow. Okay, that's borrow less than a quarter.
For Korah.
Because there are borrow. Yeah. Shear of the, the shear of the leaf is probably something like this, right? One big leaf. Can you see that? Leaf.
I lost it.
What do you say?
The shear of matzah a kazais for koirah.
A kazais, only one kazais, and you can go on the lower kazais. And you see that the b'chad noy.
How much? One kazais. How much remains for matzah weigh?
What are you saying?
How much remains lettuce if he wants to weigh it by weight?
13 grams. Ah, about 15 grams, you're not telling him, maybe even
15 grams for the more or also 13 grams.
If you take one big leaf, you definitely have to.
Okay, but I mean, can you do it by weight? Does Rabbi have a formula by weight?
It's probably. I would think I have a lot of formula of weight because I haven't actually measured it, right? Okay. I haven't actually weighed it. Or heard of a weight, but it's about generally each leaf weighs between 15 and 17 grams. Can you see that? So you're definitely right. That's a 17 grams. I mean, it's, you know, that's how a big a leaf generally of lettuce is about 17 grams. But you're okay.
Really? All
right. You're okay with one. Remember that it's pretty similar, 17 grams and 17. Remember, it's mostly water. The leaf is mostly water. So
yeah, so I'm surprised that 17 grams
is enough. Volume of water and volume of a leaf is going to be pretty the same thing.
So it should be like 28 grams.
Yeah, so I'll tell you what, it depends exactly. So you're asking, why is it not 28, right?
Yeah.
That's a good question. The It's a good question that I have to get back to you about, because Yeshua mean that already the shear of 17 grams, 20 grams is already the equal shear, like I told you. So I don't want to go how far I want to go to be lucky where I'm here. And you see, but one big leaf is taking exercise. And I've got, and you know, me ikaradin, basking in everything, me ikaradin, that the, that a kazais bis manenu is the ikar shear. Can you see that? Say how the climb the lojana, mini poskim hold like it. That's why, when it comes by Afikum, and by the way, we're also going to go for 13 grams, like I told you. And what I can tell you is that the Iker Shear of Kazaisim is a Kazais Bizmanenu, which is about between 5 and 7 grams, literally. So when you have a sick person that cannot eat matzah or finds it very difficult to eat matzah, and I've already had the shayla like that, where a lady finds it hard to swallow, she's had an operation, she finds it very hard to swallow. So we're looking at approximately 7 grams. Can you see that? Which is just like a big teaspoon. That's really what it is. And she's going to have matzah meal. Can you see that? We go down to the smaller shear, which is really not much at all. And
wouldn't she need 2 tablespoons?
What do you say?
Wouldn't she
need 2 tablespoons? But approximately 5 cc's. You see, between 4 and 5 cc's
or 500 grams? 5 cc's.
You know what? I'll tell you what. It's difficult for me to tell you at the moment how many cc's. But I can tell you between 5 and 7 grams, she's okay. Can you see that?
Wait, 5 and 7 grams?
The other way. If she takes 5 to 7 grams, she's definitely okay. Okay? And 5 to 7 grams is really, it's not much. Can you see? It's half of 13 grams. So we're talking about, and then it's kilaf matzot. So it's not that much. And she can mix it with water, and as long as she doesn't make it into a drink, but she could soften it with water, as long as it's still a gush, and then she can eat it that way. And if she'd really push comes to shove, so then she would have to discuss it, because there's a way that we can be make a bidiyevit, even with bidiyevit, that you mix it with a little bit of orange juice, and yeah, to make it go down easy. Can you see? Like, that's going back to our Mishnah Berurah, why you're not allowed to have it on Erev Pesach. Can you see? You weren't allowed to have matzah meal mixed with orange juice or grape juice. So now we're going to actually utilize it to be yotzer with, if need be. Can you see that? So those are the shiurim, What I want to tell you is that you're obviously going to try and finish the Achilas the Afikum before Chatzos. So Chatzos Laila today is on Laila Seder will be Chagapesas. Chatzos Laila is 12:42. And you see, 12:42. So therefore, you have to finish before 20:21. It's not that difficult to finish it before 20:21. The Afikumen. And I think that you're not allowed to eat Tzli on Leila Seder. Correct. We don't need anything that way. That's why we don't have the Zroya on Leila Seder, but the Zroya you should have during the day. Correct. You should eat it in the meal during the day. You have a problem with Nehemia eating it during the day because your son is going to need it for the second night Seder. So what you'll do is that you'll have it on Chol HaMoed, but you shouldn't just know that as Zroya away. You should actually eat it. You should have put it onto your mangal on first day or second day, your second day Chol HaMoed, the first day there Chol HaMoed. And you see that you should eat it. You should give it covered. You shouldn't throw it away, Derek Zoyal. And but you shouldn't have your meat on land. I say this should not be roasted. It should be cooked in water or at least put in the oven with a lot of gravy. It should not be roasted. You should not have liver on Leila Seder because liver
has to be roasted.
Correct?
It
has to be roasted, exactly, unless you cook it afterwards. But
what about fat and musket? In the end, it's half boiled anyway.
What about what?
What?
What about pot roast? Because a pot roast ends up boiling in any way in its own juices.
A pot roast is in its own juices.
So is that?
I'm not too excited about that.
Slikedar
is awesome.
What?
Slikedar is awesome.
Oh, okay.
And you see that? But if you cooked it in gravy and water, and then it started drying out, that we're not going to be machmiran. And you see, that we won't be machmiran. Now,
Karpas is less than a kazayas. I've forgotten, right?
What?
Karpas is a
similar. Karpas is less than a kazayas. Small amount, less than a kazayas. But
okay.
And I think that basically ends all the... Well, the halachas of the Lena said, if anybody's got specific questions, they can be in contact.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.